Good morning. You're listening to News Radio 1070 WINA, Real Life with Jennifer Till, brought to you by Virginia National Bank. And Real Life is the radio show that's dedicated to women who are ready to love life and make joy a part of the daily dialogue. Well, here we are, ladies, Saturday morning at 8 o'clock, and I don't know about you, but I've had another busy week. Last night, I actually led Dances of Universal Peace here in Charlottesville, and it was just, yet again, an incredible experience. But I have to just tell you a personal story that I've had my hair cut this week, and I'm having a little bit of a personal crisis around it. And so some of my friends last night, when I walked out into the rain, I was saying, oh, now my hair is going to get all curly. And I feel like the haircut is somewhere across between a mushroom head and David Cassidy. So then they were saying, oh, well, maybe you'd look like a poodle. So they started coming up with these different nicknames around, like Poo City, because of the David Cassidy and the poodle head, or Cassadoodle. So anyway, I'm dealing with my little personal crisis here. I'm glad this is radio. That's all I have to say. And so this morning, to kind of soothe myself, I'm having some Ceylon green tea with ginger, and I invite you to get your favorite drink. And I know my guest has hers. We can ask her in a minute what she's drinking. And find a quiet place to let the next 60 minutes be just about you. And what I'd like to do is let's just take a moment and breathe together this morning. Just show ourselves a little kindness by dropping back into our bodies. Take a breath in and a breath out. Just really allowing yourself to feel what it feels like to breathe this breath. Once again, we're coming upon the day that sends millions of Americans into a state of panic and dread, April 15th, Tax Day. But with preparation and information, tax filing doesn't have to be quite so fearful. We're joined this morning by Charlotte Drummond, personal financial coach with Framestone Solutions, and personal financial coaching includes bookkeeping, organizing, and coaching. Charlotte knows quite a bit about the do's and don'ts of preparing for tax day and will share with us some insights on avoiding the pitfalls that tend to stop us all. Good morning, Charlotte.
Good morning. And so, I have to say, your hair is adorable.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Oh, my God. You're the first person who said that. Thank you.
But, you know, I think you're adorable. So your hair, you know, who cares about the hair?
And before we do anything else,
and it will grow.
I have to say,
okay,
happy anniversary.
Oh, thank you.
2 years. Real Life with Jennifer Till has been on for 2 whole years.
Thank you, Charlotte.
Yay.
Thank you. And one of the reasons you remember that is because you were on one of the first
shows. And it was fabulous.
Yeah. Thanks for coming back.
Yeah.
So what are you drinking?
Okay, so that's my own blend of Shenandoah Joe's, several different Shenandoah, half calf with milk and sugar.
Can I taste it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Hang on a minute, I'm going to taste
your favorite tea. Beverage. I think we might have to split your tea as well.
Yum. Okay, well, now I'm ready to go. So Charlotte, here, you can try my tea if you want.
Thanks.
So this year, for tax day, we actually get a 3-day extension to April 18th. Does that help people, or do we just...
I'm just saying no.
We just keep putting it off.
Yes, we do. You're going to do what you're going to do when you're going to do it. If you wait to the last minute, it doesn't matter when the last minute is. Like the government shutdown last night. They waited till the very last minute because they could, and they will probably do it again. So, you know, if that's what you do, that's what you will do. So our idea is maybe to explore ways to maybe do something differently. We'll see.
We'll see within the next 60 minutes, right?
That's right. That's right. See if we can come up with something.
Okay. And so if the government had shut down, what would that have gotten us? Would that have bought us any time?
Well, not really. It would not have given you a break on taxes. It would have, you still would have to file. You would still have to send it in by the postmark date, because even if they weren't there to receive it, you still have to hit that postmark. There would be no one to call. You couldn't call the IRS for tax help, but your e-file would still work. And, you know, so, yeah, it wouldn't have really helped you that much. Sorry.
I'm good. You know why I'm good?
Oh, I know why.
Because
you're good.
You have helped me get good with all of this.
This is my star client. I'm just saying, always my star client. She always does what she's told. It's just so great.
Well, I've told you, I love to be told what to do because I'm so often
and
having
you
to
do
figure it out.
A lot of my clients, they want me to tell them what to do, but they just can't sometimes get around to doing it.
Well, you know, Charlotte, I think that's a really good point. And you and I have talked a number of times about the gap between what we know we need to do and what we actually do. And we do this in all over our lives. Yes. It's not just with our finances or, you know, it's with our health. We know we shouldn't smoke, and yet we go out and we light up. We know we shouldn't. We should exercise. You know, I'm doing the air quotes around our shoulds here. And yet we stay on the sofa and watch Oprah. You know, we know all of these things.
My mother had an expression, I will not should myself today.
I love it.
Well, and that's tricky because we do have to should ourselves. I mean, you know, we do want to motivate ourselves to do differently than what we're doing. And we regret some things that we don't get done in time, like get our taxes organized or lose the weight we really want to do. So, you know, exploring what is it that will motivate you and what just does, what works and what doesn't work. And for some people, a coach really is the answer. And that doesn't have to be someone who is, that you pay. It doesn't have to be a high-priced consultant. It can be a buddy. It can be a friend that you both want to do the same thing. You have a workout buddy. This can be the same thing, regardless of what it is. It could be about a tax time buddy. You know, somebody who's going to help you step through that you're accountable to. It makes a difference.
Okay, so you know, I have to say this. Accountability buddy.
Accountability
buddy.
I like that. I like the, you just go ahead and meld it.
Yeah.
Accountability. Oh, I can't even say it.
Yeah.
I need more coffee, excuse me.
Okay. So let's back up and start at the very beginning. And where do we start?
Well, there's so much information out there about what you're supposed to do at tax time, right? There's hints about how to get organized, how to stay organized. You have Quicken, which is a great way to corral all of your expenses so that tax time you know what's a deduction. You know, you've added up all of your charitable stuff. You've added up all the stuff.
So I want to take a moment and dive a little deeper into that. Last 2 years ago, you had suggested Mint, which, of course, as your star pupil, I went on and I got on Mint and found some areas that were difficult to negotiate, not the least of which is downloading reports for tax time.
Right.
So now, this year, you have suggested I go over to Quicken.
Yes.
And what that will do is it interfaces directly with my bank account. So anytime I use my debit card or any time that there's a check written,
deposit everything.
It will, and deposits. It Quicken will categorize where each of these expenditures go.
With some help,
I have to
help in the beginning.
Yeah, I have a monthly date with my finances.
That's right.
Thank you very much, Charlotte Drummond. and so at the end of the year, I know how much I've spent on medical expenses and pharmacy. I just wanted to dive into that.
And not only do you know that, TurboTax will go in there and pull all that out automatically. So you don't have to print out a report and say, okay, this much was charity, and put that in over there. It automatically comes up. So that's the advantage of, and that's the easiest way to do it. It's the least time-consuming way to get ready for tax time. It just is.
You're listening to News Radio 1070 WINA, Real Life with Jennifer Till, brought to you by Virginia National Bank. And this morning, if you're just joining us, my guest is Charlotte Drummond. And we are talking about how to kind of the days, the year, the many months leading up to tax day, and how to consider getting organized. If you'd like to join in on the conversation, give us a call at 977-1070.
Okay, so after the idea of Quicken, you can step down and go to file folders, envelopes, however you want to corral those bits of paper and to tell you what you spent on X, Y, and Z. So there's lots of ways to do it. The thing you have to ask yourself, what will I actually do? And that's the one question that I've learned is the most important when I work with anyone, my friends, my clients, anyone. What will you actually do? You know yourself. You know that you have the best of intentions. You know that you know what you need to do. You know what the end result needs to be. So what have you found in the past actually works for you? You know, if you're going to be that person that gets the mail as soon as it comes in the door, opens it all, you know, recycles the envelopes and puts everything in a folder, and then you work on that like once a week. Or are you the kind of person that lets your mail pile up until you get a disconnect notice, finally you notice, and then you go through it all and panic? You know, there's space between those two extremes. So you do have to sort of figure out who you are in that whole process. And if you want to change the way you do things, then that's where a coach comes into play. Get a friend who maybe does something the way you like it done and say, okay, I'll, you know, help you with that and you help me with this or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So you do have to make a move. You do have to take a step.
Right. Okay.
To change.
So I want to share what I think you suggested to me a couple of years ago that I absolutely love and works really well for me.
Uh-huh.
Not saying that this is the right way to do it, but this is a way that works. Is I've gotten, just from Staples, I've gotten those file folder stands where the file folders are in view and they stand upright. And I've made a folder for each utility. Mm-hmm. For there's one that I have that's just called medical expenses. That's for miscellaneous doctors. But for some reason, I go to Martha Jefferson Hospital a lot. So that has its own. I'm not sick. I don't know. My son goes to the ER a number of times. But anyway, so I've got I got a file folder just for Martha Jefferson. I have a folder for charity, for donations. Right. And so anytime I get my bill and I go online and I make sure it's paid and it's the right amount, I slip it into that folder.
Can I stop you really quick right there? That's a great thing. The fact that you go online on a regular basis and verify your transactions.
Oh, okay.
Love that. And a lot of people kind of miss that step. Everything is automated now. So if we don't actually look at that on a regular basis, every morning when you get your coffee, sit down, open your bank, online bank thing, and just, you know, go through, just gaze at what happened yesterday. Mm-hmm. In your checking account, your savings account, your credit cards particularly. You know, seconds. Just do that. Okay, sorry. Go ahead.
No, that's okay. That's great. And in fact, I also want to say that Virginia National Bank, who is the sponsor of the show, thank you, Virginia National Bank, I actually get an email when there is a check that's being drawn against my account.
Uh-huh.
I love that.
You can click that trigger on your online interface.
Yeah.
That says, please send me an email whenever,
yes.
Or you can take that off if it bothers you.
Yep.
Okay.
I love
so,
that.
So those are both good points, but I really like your on-the-desk file folders in view organizational, because it's tidy. It's not tucked away. You can see
right.
it.
Mm-hmm.
You can act on it right away.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I put a little check mark up in the corner when I make sure it's paid, and I slip it in the
okay.
little
now,
folder.
Okay, now, I have to tell people
uh-oh.
That Jennifer is the extreme.
Cassadoodle head Jennifer.
I love that. We're Cassadoodle. It's crazy. Okay, so you have to know that Jennifer is my star client, and the reason, one of the wonderful reasons that she is my star client is she does what she's told. Second reason is because she is so freaking organized. I mean, I thought I was organized, but you, my dear, are awesome. So she has envelopes that have little lines on them, and she has one per month. And whenever she spends money for her business, she writes on it for who it was with.
On the receipt.
Mm-hmm. And then she puts it in the envelope. But before she does that, she writes on the outside of the envelope the date, who it was for, and how much it was in order. Like, this is meals. This is travel. This is office supplies. It's awesome. It's crazy. It's crazy great. But most people, unfortunately, aren't going to go to that extreme. I mean, that is the ideal. So you may not be as great as Jennifer, but you can make an effort.
You know, Charlotte, I'm really nervous because you're coming to my house for the first time on Monday.
I know,
and then
I can't
you'll
wait.
Tell me how organized
I am. Oh, I can't wait. No.
So I'm looking for my organizer. I think it's a Covey product, and I do love it. It's, you know, I'm back to my paper calendar. It's Franklin Covey product, and it's just absolutely a great organizer.
And we call that our elderberry. because I have one too. It's not a cubby, but you know, I still like something in my hand that I can sort of grab. So I have my iPhone and my calendar. And I also have my elderberry.
You're listening to News Radio 1070 WINA, Real Life with Jennifer Till. brought to you by Virginia National Bank. And if you're just joining us this morning, Charlotte Drummond is sharing with us some tips about how to not be stressed out for next tax day. And Charlotte is a personal financial coach with Framestone Solutions. And I just, you know, one of the reasons I love working with you, Charlotte, is because I never knew this could be so much fun.
I know. We do
We're
have
having
fun.
This really fun That's conversation right. about right. tax day.
Taxes. Okay, so you were on a great, I loved what you were saying about your organization, okay. about your file folders. Okay, so you manage your mail on an almost daily basis.
I do.
Whenever you bring your mail mm-hmm. in, you go ahead and just open it right then. Mm-hmm. It just doesn't take very long.
Yeah. And you know what else I do? I call any catalog company that sent me a catalog, call them and say, take me off your list.
Good. Yeah,
because I think the paper mm-hmm. in my life mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. can get so overwhelming,
yes. right.
and those are the stacks that I just don't want to keep accumulating.
Right. And taking a moment to make that phone call will save you time later. There's mm-hmm. lots of things if you're proactive about doing things right up front, it saves you so much time later. And that's really a hard concept for a lot of people. It's like, okay, I'll get to that. I'll do that. And that turns out to be a lot of different things. I'll do that later.
Mm-hmm.
If you are able to change the way you approach lots of things and do them immediately, work on it right now, you know, fit in 30 seconds to open that mail and put it in that folder, it just changes your life. It changes, it brings you space.
You know, I think this might be a stretch, but I don't think so. I find that it's a kindness.
Yes.
Because then
yes.
I'm relieved of that
exactly.
burden
exactly.
of carrying it around and throughout the days, weeks, months.
I think that people who are listening to this, this resonates because the more stuff you have in your life, the more sort of psychic stress there is related to
yeah.
each piece of paper that's around you. So if you're surrounded by paper, by stuff, there is psychic noise there, and it does sort of it weighs on you.
Mm-hmm.
So the more that you can step up and be proactive about these things, be bold, be brave with your paper. Let's go with that.
Love
I
it.
Like that.
I love
be bold,
that.
Be brave with your paper. You know, don't let it get to you. You conquer it.
So I want to read a quote from Susie Orman. So between you and Susie Orman, I've been very inspired and motivated.
Yay.
So she says, I'm a big believer that orderliness begets wealth.
Exactly. Exactly. So you open that space in your life to be doing the things that you really want to do. And if what you really want to do is provide some sort of service that benefits others that people pay you for, or provide us a product out there that's really wonderful that people will love, that they'll buy. I mean, that's what you want to spend time on, not paper.
Not right, moving
paper,
piles of
over
paper.
And over and over. Touch a piece of paper twice at most.
Okay. That sounds good.
That's big.
Yeah. So what are some of when you first start working with clients, other than what are you willing to do, what are some of the other opening questions you ask a client?
Well, you know, we really have to explore what's the primary motivating thing. And I'm right now I'm speaking about basically the issue about organizing stuff, you know, because that's kind of where we are. There's lots of other things that I do. But a lot of my clients come to me talking about I've got to get a handle on this stuff. That's run the gamut from hoarders who have an extreme problem to people like you who have very little problem and they just want to tweak it.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, first is just the examination and let them show me and tell me what's there, what you've got. And then, you know, I said, then we go to the question, okay, so this is where you are. Where do you want to be? And what are you actually willing to do? So with those questions, it takes a while.
Mm-hmm.
That really takes, and it's a conversation.
Yeah.
Before we start doing something, we have to really examine those things.
So when we come back, I'd like to ask you to explain what GPS means. We'll be right back.
Okay.
Welcome back. You're listening to News Radio 1070 WINA, Real Life with Jennifer Till, brought to you by Virginia National Bank, those great folks who send me those emails whenever one of my checks clears. And if you're just joining us this morning, I am joined by Charlotte Drummond, who is a, what are we calling you this morning? Personal financial coach.
Which tends to be what I am all the time, but you can call me that this morning as well.
I think you have a lot of different roles in your
it's
life.
True. Yes. It is true.
But this morning, okay. I'm talking to you as the personal financial coach with Framestone Solutions. And it was fun at the break. David Weiner, our executive producer here at Real Life, came in and he said, you know, I had this like question. So how do I know that I've touched a piece of paper more than two times? And he said, David said.
Number them, which is a great idea. I never thought about that. That's one of the things I talk about with my clients. It's like, okay, you bring in, and this is personal, you know, clients and not necessarily business clients. They'll bring in their mail, and that's one time, and they put it down someplace. And then they move it someplace. That's number two. Then they actually open it, number three. Then they put it someplace, and they pick it up to look. Oh, I'm not going to do it. That's four. And then they actually pay it, and then they put it down, and then they have to file a six. So, I mean, that's crazy. So if you actually, and David suggested, great idea, for 2 weeks, promise that you will, whenever you have a piece of paper and a pen, always number each piece of paper every time you touch it. So if you've got a number one there, then you touch it again, put a number two there. And by the time you're done, you'll see how many times you actually touch that piece of paper.
Yeah.
And that would be a fun idea. Yeah, that's a fun idea.
That's a fun idea. So, well, I don't know if it's fun. But it's a good idea.
I laughed.
I know. In this moment, it seems like it's a whole lot of fun.
Yeah, it does. Well, I have to say, a little break. Jennifer and I are facing each other a few inches apart. We've both got our legs crossed on our chairs. I mean, when you do a radio show with Jennifer Till, it's fun. I'm just saying. So if she asks you, say yes.
Okay. So back to business here,
okay,
Charlotte.
Fine. GPS.
GPS me.
Okay. I will not GPS you because here's the thing, GPS is a great tool. But a GPS will not say, okay, so you should have turned back there. You should have gotten in the car earlier. You should have done this, that, or the other.
What
were you thinking? GPS says, this is where you are. Where do you want to go? Okay. So, you know, that's when you are in this place and you say, this is what I've been doing for all these years, you know, beating yourself up and whatever, you don't have to do that. You can just, you know, go with the whole GPS mentality and say, this is where I am. Where do I want to go? What would I like to do differently? And you can do that.
You can do that. And if you have any questions about how to get organized, give us a call at 977-1070.
Or if you have tips.
We take tips. Yeah, that's great. I'm going to ask you for some tips in a little bit, Charlotte. And so don't beat yourself up
for
what you're not doing.
Right.
What, you know.
It just stops you.
Yeah.
It just stops you. And you're not interested in stopping. You're interested in moving forward.
Mm-hmm. So the fact is, I didn't do it. Mm-hmm. Or
that,
I did.
It's a fact.
It's a fact. And then we make up the story about what that means. Mm-hmm. Oh, that means I'm a bad person.
That's right.
That means Charlotte Drummond's going to be mad at me because I'm no longer her star client when I found a tax document on my copy machine that I was supposed to send to the IRS 3 weeks before. You know, we make it mean I'm not worthy.
Right.
And, you know, I'm not worthy. I really believe we can take it to the point unconsciously. Mm-hmm. I'm not worthy to be loved because I'm such an idiot. Mm-hmm. See, and here I've got some more proof.
And then you can take it even further and go, I don't have a right to be here. I mean, we do things to ourselves about this stuff that is really so, you would never dream of saying that to someone else.
Right.
But we say these things to ourselves. And so what we're talking about today is a different approach to this whole concept of taxes. So I'll say this, the IRS and the Virginia Department of Taxation, you call those people, they're nice. I just have to say, I just want to put a personal face. I call them all the time for clients. And I help them, you know, I'll sit there with the clients when they call. Invariably, every time we have called, we have questions, we need something fixed, we don't understand something. And so we call them up. We sit there a while, presume, you know, almost always. But
you mean waiting on hold?
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh, right.
Yeah, so that's pretty much, especially this time of year. So, you know, put yourself on speaker, you know, do your other stuff together, whatever, and then, you know, there they are. And they're nice. So don't ever hold back from calling them. If you've got you know, a weird question and you just don't know the answer and you can't find it on www.irs.gov is your friend. If you can't find it there, then feel free to call them because they are very nice and they will walk you through whatever it is. They'll point you in the right direction. They will not give you tax advice, but they will point you to the publication that will help you. And so I they are this behemoth, I know, but the individuals, when you get them on that helpline, they are very helpful.
So I'm imagining that there's some number of us who are part of this listening audience who might feel really scared because we owe the IRS money that we can't pay.
Yeah, that's another whole thing. So you do have to negotiate that separately, and that's something that I probably will avoid. However, I will give you the phone number.
All
How about that?
Okay.
So you can go to www.irs.gov, and it really is just their opening homepage. There's a lot of tips. It tells you about how to file for free in several different ways. So, you know, explore it. You know, and it's just helpful. You can call them toll-free, 800-829-1040. 829-1040. So it's worth your while. If you're anxious about something and it's bugging you, just call them. They'll walk you through it.
Yep.
And if it's a bigger issue, like you owe them money you can't pay, call them. They'll tell you exactly how to do it, and they'll hold your hand.
Yeah, and my experience with the you owe them money and you don't have enough to pay them right now is that they worked out a payment plan.
Oh, definitely.
I mean,
always.
It was great.
Yes.
And so the longer I procrastinated and didn't make the phone call, my bill was just going cha-ching,
yep.
cha-ching,
right.
going up because of the interest. But once I called, it kind of stopped.
Right.
And now we've got a plan to pay it.
Yes.
So,
yep.
yeah.
Always a good idea. You know, I'm trying to presume lots of different things, you know, but that's happened a lot, you know, great tip. Sorry. You know, I kind of hesitate to give specific advice like that because,
sure.
you know, if you've really, you know, got a huge bill and you keep, and there's lots of stuff involved, then they're going to come down hard on you. But
yeah.
that's just like, you know, one half of 1% of the population, you know.
Right.
That's not us.
So, Charlotte, what do you think keeps us from doing what we know we need to do?
Well,
what keeps you? What keeps you from doing what you know you need to do?
You know, I think there are ways that we bust out. I think that you and I both have areas of our lives that are very organized, and we, you know, it's a little bit of a control issue. We get our stuff together and we're
Are you speaking on your own behalf?
I am.
Thank you very
not
much.
You and me. You know, I have my, if you've been in my house is sort of clean and neat because I like clear, open spaces. I like, it gives me space to breathe if things are organized. But my Navajo Stitch, as I call it, Navajo Stitch, I don't know if you know what that is.
Mm-mm.
A Navajo Stitch is, If the Navajos made a basket, for example, they'd always make one error on purpose because only God could make a perfect thing. So that was the Navajo Stitch.
Okay.
So my Navajo Stitch is definitely, if not there's more, is my basement. I have a basement that's like a cyclone. Head down there, and so people were always surprised when they see my house, and then they walk down.
I have never seen your basement.
Okay, I'm never showing you my basement. You know, and then you're going to have a whole different thought. So there are areas of our lives where we do really, really well, and areas of our lives when we don't do so well. So we kind of have to give ourselves a break. We can only do so much. You have to figure out the things that are really important. What is it that's really giving you stress? What is it that would really change your life if you got it organized? You know, that's where you want to put your effort. So if at tax time every year you go bonkers because you're so stressed, you're so worried, then clearly that's an area when, you know, you probably need to make some effort. Find yourself a buddy, a coach, somebody who will help you make a plan that you'll actually stick to. If you go all year, you're perfectly fine, and you always get it done, it's no big deal. You know, but there may, you know, it might be the gym, it might be, you know, any number of your budget, you're overspending, you've got credit card debt. Figure out what it is in your life that is bringing you stress. everything else, it may be messy or you may have a weird method, but it's working and it doesn't bother you. Don't worry about it, you know. But if there's something that's just really making a difference in your life and bringing you stress and bringing you, you know, negative vibes, then that's where you want to spend some time.
So I flash back to my childhood when you were talking about the Navajo stitch. Aww. And I love you, Mom. So,
this I can't is wait for this story.
No, but I remember when we found out somebody was coming over to the house for a visit or for dinner, probably just for a visit. And the kitchen was, it wasn't, my mom was a working mom with three kids. And so it wasn't a place of great order at many times. So we would open the oven door and just throw all the pots and pans and dirty dishes, the dirty dishes in the oven, close the door, and everything was fine.
It's perfect. I love that tip. See, you can learn all sorts of things.
Real life with Jennifer Till.
This is a good tax tip. So, no, it's not.
Don't
put
the papers in your oven.
So my version of the oven is my, I had this this one drawer in my desk that's
this.
Actually
I'm
like.
Coming over.
Oh, God. That's like a, it's a keyboard drawer.
Oh.
But I don't need the keyboard thing anymore because I have a laptop. So in that keyboard drawer is all the dirty dishes and pots and pans of my paperwork
I'm gonna
that I want to get off the desktop when people come over.
So that's very interesting. So turns out it doesn't all the system, it breaks down just a little bit every so often from the mail at your door to your organizational thing.
Yeah, because there's other things that don't fit in those file folders. So I got to figure out what there is to do with those.
So and I think that's a valid thing to think about. We have these systems and they're not perfect.
Mm-hmm.
And we have there's a method to our madness. Mm-hmm. And the main thing is, you know, the whole GPS thing. Don't worry so much about beating yourself up. And don't worry at all about beating yourself up. But don't worry so much about, you know, what's not perfect. And but if it works for you and you got that space at your keyboard tray, it's not anybody's way and it works, you know, where things are. And once a month you pull things out and you
right,
organize them.
As long as I remember to go back.
It works.
Yeah.
So that's I think that's the one thing that – one of the things about today that I'd really like people to take home is
they are home. Well, maybe they're not.
Maybe they're in their car.
Right, okay.
It's about the condemnation of ourselves that we do about some of these issues. So we're not completely organized, but we're doing our best, perhaps.
Thank you so much. I mean, mm-hmm. I think that's such a great reminder
that
we can be kind to ourselves in so many ways, on so many fronts, and this is yet another way to show ourselves kindness.
Kindness. I like that.
You know?
Yeah. Kindness and paperwork.
So, Charlotte, what other than the oven door tip?
That was yours.
Well, right. And I have another one, by the way.
Okay.
But it's a little more serious than that one.
Okay.
What are some tips that we can take away?
Okay. Here's a fun one.
Okay.
Here's a concrete one. You know, because here's the thing. There are so many tips out there. You can go on the IRS.gov website. There's like 10 of them.
Okay.
If not more. This one is fun. If you do make donations, okay, you make charitable donations, you go to Salvation Army or you know, wherever, and you drop off stuff. Before you go, you can do what you're supposed to do and make a list. But actually, even better, get your iPhone out or whatever. Take a picture. You know, put it on your table or your bed or whatever and lay it out. Take a picture, then throw it in the bag. Okay. And then when you turn it in, grab that receipt from them. They'll hand you, you know, write you out a little receipt. Print that photo out, attach that receipt, and then you've always got proof of what your donations
were. I love that. I love how simple that is.
It's very simple.
Because the idea of itemizing prevents me from either going to Goodwill or not using it as a deduction.
Exactly. And, you know, if you use TurboTax, one of those, they have a little spot, a place where you're supposed to list all these things now. And with that photo, and it has the date on it, and you know exactly what it is, you can itemize it perfectly.
Yeah.
It's a very handy thing.
Great.
Mm-hmm.
Another tip?
Okay. So, well, the other tip is one that is maybe not strictly related to, probably not related at all to the tax time, but it's a way of the whole idea of paper. One of the things about paper is, you know, what's safe in there? What's if somebody got into your papers, okay, you know, are you supposed to shred this? Are you supposed to shred that? Well, one of the things that you really shouldn't have in your paperwork are passwords. Okay, so if you have lots of different sites online that you're going to, which we all do, you're writing down passwords on a little piece of paper, on your notebook, or on your iPhone, or you know wherever you're keeping those passwords, probably not all in your head, then that's not great. You know, we worry about phishing on your email and you know whatever. So this is even worse. So the thing that's changed my life in the last month or so changed my life.
I cannot wait.
I can't wait. It's LastPass.com. LastPass.com is wonderful. I actually probably use it a lot more than anyone else would because I have clients who have passwords that I have to help remember to help them get into things. So the thing about LastPass is it will save the login address for any site that you have as well as the username and password. So you've got those three elements for all these different places that you're trying to remember, and it will capture those. So whenever you're ready to go to them, you just go to LastPass and log in with one password. You only have to remember one password, and then it takes you there. So if you're anywhere in the world, you have a browser, you can log in LastPass, and you don't have to remember the URL, you don't have to remember the login or the password, so you can get into all of your stuff. So then shred all of those passwords and logins. And this is a whole nother show, but give someone that password, put it in a lockbox somewhere so that if something happens to you, the folks who are taking care of your estate can find
wow.
it.
Oh, wow. Okay.
That's
never
you know,
would have thought of that.
Yeah. Another whole thing, you know, in your waterproof, fireproof box that you should have. Everybody should have.
Okay. I got to put that on my list.
Yes, you do.
Okay.
You don't have one?
Oh, I do. It's a lockbox at the bank.
Well, yeah. Okay, you can do that. Then you have a key. You have to go there. You can have a lockable, fireproof, waterproof box where you keep, you know, your stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, lockbox at the bank is good.
So I have to ask, though, Charlotte, how has LastPass actually transformed your life?
Well, for me, it does because, again, with my work, I work with a lot of different clients, and I do payroll for clients. I do some business bookkeeping as well. And so to go onto the IRS website to pay their payroll taxes every month and, you know, state and innumerable websites for all these different clients. So I capture them all in one LastPass. And I'm telling all of my clients to get LastPass.com, a login for that. Because when you lose something like that, or your laptop is stolen, let's say, and you have all of that captured in your browser, right? Because
right.
it can remember keystrokes,
right. uh-huh.
remember this password. So if you lose your laptop, all people have to do is open that laptop up and they go anywhere they want.
Right.
Log into your bank. You know, whatever. And so LastPass basically closes all that down. Your browser will no longer remember the automatic login password to all these different sites because it pulls it.
Mm-hmm.
And then so if you lose that laptop or someone breaks into your house or, you know, whatever, then it's not then you don't have that exposure.
That's a great,
yeah.
Thank you so much. That's such a great.
I'm not sure if it helps with your taxes, but.
Well,
you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll tell you another one that helped with taxes that you shared with me, I think it was last year, not on the radio show, is if you are able to deduct your mileage
yes.
for work.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
You
I
had
about
told
that.
Me about MileMarker.
MileMarker.com.
Oh,
yes.
Thinking, and it's an application that you can download to your smartphone,
mm-hmm.
and it was fun for a couple of weeks. Charlotte and I were kind of like our accountability buddies
yeah,
on that because it's easy to remember logging it. So basically, it comes up on your phone while you're parked. You mm-hmm. type in, "This is my starting mileage." I find the hard part is at the end of the
mm-hmm.
trip,
me too.
Which is usually the end of the day.
Are you
coming back to the phone and typing it in? But every like for a while we were. Typing back
did
and forth.
Did you do it?
Yeah, did you do it?
I
did my mile marker
are you still
today.
Doing it?
Oh, yeah.
You're so good.
Are you?
I'm doing the start part. I'm really still having trouble with doing the end part. See, that's another Navajo stitch. There are things that we will do and some things that we will just not do.
Right.
And so I'm having trouble with that. But, you know, I think it's a good point. I'm my accountability buddy.
I was just going to say, do you want me to support you
yes.
in that?
Okay. Okay, so email me back. All right, so every time I get in the car,
you know, even before I start the car, I just need to fire up my smartphone and type in that. It automatically puts the date in and put the mile. And so regardless of whether I'm coming or going, I need to put it in.
Right. And sometimes I notice that if I forget to do it at the end of the trip in the morning when I'm putting in my new one, I can then put the mileage in for the end of the day.
And this is very important for business owners.
Yes, it is.
It's not, obviously, it's not important, you know, if you don't have to keep track of your mileage for your work or whatever. So, but boy, it can definitely... It definitely make a difference at tax time, because that's a very tedious process going through and getting that mileage. And that's what you have to do for the IRS. And that is the best way, really the only way, to keep track of business mileage is mile by mile, odometer readings, days.
Right. I remember you had told me that, you know, I was saying, 37 miles for...
They want an odometer reading.
Yeah, and that's a really good point. And another way to do it is you can get the little notebook from Staples. It's a mileage notebook. It's really tiny. You can keep it in your car. But of course, I love the mile marker.
And the thing we didn't say about mile marker is you email the report to yourself, and then you open it in Excel, and there it is.
Yeah. Yeah, that's great. Mm-hmm. And then you email it to your bookkeeper.
That's right.
Who then does whatever needs to happen with it.
Yeah, she spends a few minutes with it or more.
Charlotte, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Absolutely.
This has just been delightful. And Charlotte has actually brought anniversary muffins in. So as soon as the show's done, we're going to go have some anniversary muffins.
Happy anniversary, Jennifer.
Thank you, Charlotte. And how can we get in touch with you?
My phone number is 434-962-4799, and it's framestone.com.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you.
And thank you, our listener, for joining us today. On behalf of all of us here at Real Life, we want to just let you know that we're really glad you were here. Remember to log on to jenniferdill.com. That's Till, not Dill. Where you can subscribe to the Real Life podcast. Until next Saturday morning at 8 o'clock, remember to ask yourself, what's the kindest thing I can do for me right now? See you next week.